In prayer. Do you want to translate that?
Your prayer as well.
Okay.
Oh, you can pray.
Okay. Heavenly Father, help us to hear the words of assurance from the Good Shepherd today. Help that to be medicine for our soul, and we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Whoops. Did you know that Jesus Christ is building his church in the most difficult places?
你知道吗? 耶稣在世界上最有挑战的地方建他的教会。
The church is also growing in the biggest Muslim majority country on earth, Indonesia.
教会在穆斯林最大的地方里有很大的增长。
I'm just having a problem with my clicker here. I'm not sure why, but maybe. Sorry. Is it? Conservative estimates suggest there are more than 40 million Christians in Indonesia, and that number is growing rapidly.
保守的估计大概有11亿的基督徒在印尼。
God's doing something great in Indonesia, but you won't read about it in the Sydney Morning Herald. You won't even see it on the SBS World News.
神在当中的作能，他的大作能，你可能不是可以在报纸上看到。
This 76-year-old Indonesian pastor and his wife have been faithfully pastoring in a town since 1974. They told me that their last 13 years have been the most fruitful because compassion has enabled them to go deep into their community.
他说他和Compassion做伙伴之后 在刚刚经过的13年 是特别借了很多果
And entire families and communities are being saved by our Lord Jesus.
因为他们可以照顾还有关怀那些小孩子 他们的全家、他们的社区 都得到耶稣基督的救恩。
Can you see in the background is a painting of Jesus as the Good Shepherd?
在后面是一幅画 表达的是耶稣是好牧人。
In John chapter 10, I hear the promises of the Good Shepherd. I hear assurance.
在约翰福音10章, 我们有确据告诉我们在耶稣的手中很安全。
Telling me that I'm safe in Jesus' hand. And in fact, some of John 10 is on my dad's gravestone.
约翰福音10篇都是刻在我爸爸的坟石。
The promises of Jesus found in John 10 are also very precious to people living in the developing world, in places where life is very fragile.
在约翰福音10章里面，神的应许在发展中的国家是很宝贵，因为我们看到的是小孩子在垃圾堆中生活，他们的生命是很脆弱的。
As I personally saw when I visited children who were living in this rubbish dump,
我就是亲眼看到小孩子在垃圾堆中生活。
But at a church that's a short walk away, I met a man who is reaching out to these kids.
那就在垃圾堆不远的，我就是看到一个男孩，一个男人。
A team led by a compassionate man who was once a lawyer and very successful businessman, but now he is reaching out to these kids.
那一个兄弟，他是一个律师，更生艺人。以前他是一个律师，更生艺人，但神呼召他在贫困的穆斯林地方当一个牧师，他现在就是带了一团的队工。
God called him to be a pastor in this poverty-stricken Muslim town.
他现在在一个团队里面做一个牧师，在穆斯林的社区里面当一个去生捡他的手道小孩子的生活的牧师。
Through faithful outreach and godly care, within 2 years, this church is overflowing.
在中心的教会里面，还有他们外展的事工，现在他的教会已经充满了很多人。
The church is feeding the town's kids and also tutoring many illiterate girls.
教会的弟兄姐妹就是去喂饱这个镇的小孩子，还有教导没有机会去学习的小女孩。
And Muslim families are also hearing Jesus make bold promises.
在穆斯林的家庭里面都可以听到耶稣在圣经里面有全能的应许。
And again at this man's church, the kids had drawn Jesus as the good shepherd.
在一次在他的教会里面，小孩子被耶稣像牧人带领他牧作的羊基因。
And I said to him, Pastor, at every Indonesian church that I visit, there is a drawing or some memory of the Good Shepherd.
我问这个牧师，牧师为什么在每一间的教会都有一个提醒我们的东西，就是说耶稣就是好牧人。
And he said, that's because of Psalm 23, which is very dear to Indonesian Christians.
牧师说，因为诗篇二十三对印尼的基督徒是很重要的。
He said Psalm 23 is about Jesus shepherding his people.
诗篇二十三说，耶稣的牧养带领属于他的人。
You know Psalm 23, you hear it at funerals. Do you hear it at funerals in Chinese? Yep. You do in Greek and English as well.
你知道诗篇二十三吗？就是我们在安息礼拜听到的。
It's a well-known psalm, but it was written 1,000 years before the Good Shepherd walked the earth.
这个是很有名的诗篇，在耶稣在世上1000年前所写。
In John 10, Jesus describes himself as the Good Shepherd. So is Jesus also the Shepherd of Psalm 23?
在约翰福音十篇，耶稣表达他是好牧人，那耶稣又是诗篇二十三的牧人吗？
So let's look at Psalm 23. We'll also look at Jesus feeding miracles to answer the question.
那我们先看诗篇二十三跟耶稣给数千人喂饱的神迹。
And we'll also see a word that's frequently used in the New Testament. It's used when Jesus sees the suffering of people.
那我们会注意到有一个字，当耶稣看到人受苦和磨作的时候，他会常常用的。
I have compassion. It's one word in Greek, three words in English. How many words in Chinese? One word in Chinese?
Five.
Okay.
Six.
I have compassion.
我有，耶稣说我怜屈怜悯他们。
It's a word that is still commonly used in modern Greek. In fact, at my own church, I go to a Greek evangelical church. It's a word that we still use.And it describes a gut-churning response to the suffering of others.
这个字到今天还是很常用，形容看到别人受苦，那都是心疼感受，提醒我们耶稣同样的心疼感受。
Jesus Christ cares in a deeply personal way, and Jesus wants his people, his church, to also be gutted and move to action.
耶稣对每一个人的痛苦都是心同感受，也希望他的教会就是我们也感受到别人的痛苦，心同感受，还有回应的行动。
He doesn't want us to be indifferent to the sin and evil that is wrecking our world.
他不想我们对罪和魔鬼捣乱世界都漠不关心。
Sin has brought oppression of many kinds, and Jesus was gutted by this, and he always took action.
世人犯罪带来不同的情况的压逼，但是我们是不可能看到的，都漠不关心的。
In the feeding miracles, for instance, we see Jesus feeding everyone who surrounded him.
在喂饱四千人的神迹里面，耶稣喂饱所有他身旁的人。Is that right?
Yeah. He was a shepherd with compassion. He didn't only feed and heal the ones who were appointed to believe.
他是一个有怜悯心的牧人, 不会只喂饱和医治所信他的人。
In Matthew 9,
在马太福音9章35到36, 耶稣走遍各城各乡, 在会堂里教训人, 宣讲天国的福音, 又医治 各样的病症, 他看到许多的人, 就怜悯他们, 因为他们困苦, 流离, 如同羊没有牧人一般。
So Jesus is teaching, he's healing, he is leading, he has relentless compassion.
耶稣教导, 医治大领, 有心同感受, 怜悯机心。
Then in Matthew 15,
在马太福音15:29-32，耶稣离开那地方，来到靠近加利利的海边，就在山坐上坐下，有许多的人到他那里，带着瘸子、瞎子、哑巴、有残疾的和好些病的。 别的病人都放在他脚前，他就治好了他们，甚至众人都稀奇，因为看见哑巴说话、残疾的痊愈、瘸子行走、瞎子看见，他们就归荣耀给以色列的神。But
Jesus didn't stop there.
因为他们已经没有这样的停下，因为他已经给他们够了。那我们先看看32节，耶稣叫门徒来说：“我怜悯这众人，因为他同我在这里已经3天，也没有吃的了。我不愿意叫他们饿着回去，恐怕在路上困乏。”
And then, after feeding thousands in a stunning display of power, they all ate and were satisfied.
他们看耶稣显露了他的大能，喂饱了4000人。那他们就是现在众人吃饱了，他们都。
They all ate and were satisfied.
他们吃饱了，就是很满足。
Can you see the fulfillment of Psalm 23:1?
你们看到诗篇21的那种显示吗？
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. They all ate and they were satisfied.
众人都吃饱了。
In Psalm 23:2, there's another detail that appears to be small, but again, it's Jesus fulfilling expectations about the shepherd of Psalm 23.
在诗篇23第二节有一个细节，就是说，in
Psalm 23:2, there's another seemingly small detail, but it's Jesus fulfilling Old Testament expectations about God.
在诗篇23篇的地方，我们再一次看到耶稣成就了旧约对神的期望。
He leads me beside quiet waters.
他领我在可安息的水边。
On Israel's west coast, you have the Mediterranean with rips and waves. They're not quiet waters.
在以色列的西岸，你会找到地中海的海波水发。
In the east, there's the River Jordan, and in ancient times, it used to be a reasonably fast-flowing river, but that's changed now with irrigation. Jesus was baptized in this river. But we don't really see Jesus leading his sheep there either.
在东边的约旦河，你以前会看到水是流得很快的，但是现在改了做灌溉的用途，我们现在都看不到哪些流得很快的水。对，耶稣就是在哪里受洗洗礼的，但我们没看到耶稣领他的羊到哪儿。
However, in the north, there's a beautiful freshwater lake. with mountains rising steeply out of the water.
但是是在北边的地方，哪里有很漂亮的河流，在有很多不同的山一路的环绕着。
The Sea of Galilee.
加利利海。
Now it's usually calm, but you may know that there was one, at least one violent storm that scared the disciples. But Jesus rebuked the wind and the waves, and he even made that water, which was threatening to swamp the disciples, he made that quiet as well.
我们看到了加利利海，平常它很平静的，但我们记得有一个狂的浪把船上的门徒都吓怕。耶稣就是平静了那些风浪。
Because he is a shepherd of Psalm 23.
因为他就是诗篇的牧人。
We see this even in the smallest details of Scripture, in a few words. We see it in the feeding miracle in John chapter 6, where Andrew says this to Jesus.
我们可以很几次在四节中可以看到，我们看看在约翰福音六章，安德烈对耶稣说，John 6, okay. 约翰福音六章九到十一，在这里有一个孩童，搭着五个大麦饼，两条鱼，只是分给许多人，还算什么了？耶稣说：“你们叫众人坐下。”原来那地方的草多，众人就坐下。数目约有五千。耶稣拿起饼来，逐谢了，就分给那坐着的人。分与也是这样。都随着他们所要的。
Did you notice that again? An abundance as much as they wanted.
因为啊，对不起，我们可以看到神的供应给他们所需要的。
And secondly, we also see a little anonymous boy with totally insufficient resources, but the good shepherd multiplies that powerfully because he can do that. He is a shepherd.
第二，我们了解到有一个连名字都没有记下的小男孩，他有一点都不够的去喂饱五千人，但小男孩愿意给的时候，耶稣就把他有的背经。
Now God is using the generosity of millions of anonymous Christians like me and my own son and my family to bring spiritual and physical restoration in the developing world.
耶稣用了千千万万慷慨的基督徒去带来实际上灵身上的收获。
Rowena went to visit my son's sponsor child. She was on a missions conference in Medan last year, and she met my son's sponsor child. It was a wonderful thing. She told me, though, something I didn't know, that he was doing a type of math tutoring called Kumon, and because he was registered in the program, he was doing it for free. And it amazed me that I didn't know that, because sponsorship is $48 a month. That boy is getting a $42 benefit. It's $42 Australian to do Kumon. In addition to that, there are many other benefits. But I thought, I'm paying effectively after tax deduction $38, and my son's sponsor child is now doing well. He said that he likes maths. This was a boy that previously had difficulties learning. Now, you know what that is? It's not me or my son. It's the compassionate shepherd who is multiplying our generosity through his faithful church.
我上年看过 Spiro, 他儿子的 sponsor child Marky 的 sponsor child Gary, 那就是看到怎样在教会里面小孩子都是有他们的，透过他们做羊人的祝福，他们都可以有不同的机会去发展。那我们就是看到每一个月48块的钱可以给他们不同的机会，还有那个中心的教会，他们会用他们自己的时间，他们的有的gift, 他们的 talent, 然后去给那些小孩子不同的机会， 就是在 Gary Marky 的 sponsor child 的地方，那个教会他的牧师他的师母就是叫 Cumon 的，那负二十，我们在澳洲都要负42块去有一个 Cumon 的学习，那他们的教会就是给他们免费的 Cumon， 那就是很合算，因为每一个做养的儿童他们付48块要给他们吃还有衣服还有小孩子的学习，那教会就是祝福他们给他们免费的 Cumon 的学习。那我们看到透过我们做养人，他们一直在祝福小孩子的生活，那些小孩子是生长在贫穷的地方，他们可能没有这一个机会，但是我们的弟兄姐妹在澳洲的弟兄姐妹他们很有心去帮他们，他们现在就有很多不同的机会，又透过地方的教会我们可以看到他们一直在祝福这一些小孩。
Compassion is also faithful with the money that I give them.
Compassion 就是对我们的每一个 sponsor 都是很忠心的去服侍那些小孩。
Did you also notice the small detail about grass, which also directs us to Psalm 23?
你们可以看另一个四节，看到这个字青草这个字带我们想起诗篇23。
He makes me lie down in green pastures.
他使我躺卧在青草地上。
Jesus said, have the people sit down. There was plenty of grass in that place. That's not just the small detail. That's showing us the shepherd.
耶稣说叫众人都坐下，那我们可以看到的是他使我们躺下在青草的地上。
From John 6, we come to the encouragement of John chapter 10 that we mentioned before, which goes together with Psalm 23. Let me just read verses 3 and 4 of Psalm 23, or let Rowan read it.
Psalm
23, verses 3 and 4.
Sorry, just one second. Psalm 23:3-4, 诗篇23:3-4，他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕灾害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
In John 10, verse 10, Jesus says.
约翰福音10:10，到即来无非要偷窃杀害毁坏，我来了是要造羊得生命并且得到丰盛。
Life to the full and also forever. Well, that's what Psalm 23 says. Surely your goodness and love will follow me.
Sorry, can you say something?
In Psalm 23, we're also told that we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So life to the full now, and eternity with God in His house forever.
我们看到的是有丰盛的，在Psalm 23，在诗篇23篇是有丰盛的生命，那我们就是住在神的殿里面，永远的住在他的殿里面。
Who are these people who will dwell in the house of the Lord forever?
那又是谁在耶和华的殿中直到永远呢？
Jesus tells us it's those who believe these words.It's those who hear his voice in scripture, and it's those who follow him.
耶稣说，就是那些相信他说的人，那些听他在圣经的教导， 奏瑟他的声音，又精随他的。
Jesus said his sheep are safe in his hands, even if they die. Jesus is giving the greatest promise, assurance of eternal life.
他的羊在他的手中很安全，就算死了都是很安全。他也保证给他们永行的生命。
That's a big claim from Jesus. Who does Jesus think he is?
耶稣给了一个很大的应许，是吗？他以为自己是谁？
Well, let's go to the very first words of Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. In the Hebrew, in the Old Testament, it's four Hebrew letters, sometimes pronounced Yahweh.
那在旧约里面有四个希伯来字，有时候发音 Yahweh。那四个字在诗篇二十三给我们他的名 Yahweh， 是那自由者的意思。
Now this is going to be a bit tricky going between four languages, but in those four letters, God is giving us the name of the shepherd, Yahweh, which in English means I am.
那神给我们的这四个字就是说我是自由者。
So now let's hear Jesus unambiguously reveal his identity.
那我们先看耶稣很明显的很明显的想我们知道他的身份。
Now the New Testament was written in Greek. My background is Greek. I speak Greek. And for me as a Greek speaker, these are powerful words. Ewo ime.
那我们对我来说，我是希腊的人，这个就是很有全能的字。那自由者是很有全能的。
These are the words that Jesus says when they come to capture him in the Garden of Gethsemane, and they say, "We're looking for Jesus of Nazareth." And he goes, "Ewo ime, I am," which in Hebrew is Yahweh. And as he says that, they fall backwards.
在克西马尼来追耶稣的，他们听到我是那自由者的时候，他们都跌倒了。
There can be no mistake that Jesus Christ is using the name of God, which was first revealed to Moses thousands of years ago.
那一定没错，耶稣就是用了神的名，第一次就在大概千年前，在出埃及记三十四章告诉摩西的名。
Can you read the Exodus? And it was revealed at the time of the Exodus.
那就是在出埃及记的时候他说的。34章，耶和华在他的面前宣告说，耶和华，耶和华是有怜悯有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
How much compassion and love does our God have?
我们的神有多少怜悯和爱呢？
Listen to Jesus speak. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
那我们听耶稣讲，在约翰福音十章十一，我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
You won't find a more compassionate and loving shepherd than that.
你一定找不到比他更有爱心怜悯的神。
Compassion's ministry supports 7,000 evangelical churches who share this love and these promises with children in the worst circumstances.
Compassion 的事工帮助7000福音派的教会，还有教会那些教会都是用他的心去爱小孩子的。
When I traveled through Indonesia, I had just finished preaching through Revelation at my own church, and God was reminding me of verse after verse.
在我刚刚在我的教会里面教过了启示录的以后，我再到印尼，每一次我在印尼走的时候都提醒我教过别人的。
Throughout Revelation, there is a very confronting image. Again and again, the crucified and resurrected Jesus is referred to as the Lamb. That's the number one description of Jesus in Revelation.
在启示录，我们很深刻的看见被钉死复活的耶稣，他就是那只羊。
It's a powerful reminder that God left heaven and became a man.
是一个很有能力的提醒，神唯一没有犯过错。
The only sinless man in human history who trusted his Father in everything, and he was obedient even to the point of death on a cross, even though he walked through the darkest valley of the shadow of death.
神唯一没有犯过错，从天堂走来地上，住在我们的中间。他依靠父，所有事都是依靠他。就算他走在喜安的幽谷，他也上信服从。
He did that to be a sacrificial lamb for your sins and for my sins.
他就算死在十字架上做牺牲的羊，都会你和我的罪死。
Listen to where the lamb is now.
我们看看现在的羔羊现在在哪。
Do you want to read Revelation 7?
Yeah. 启示录六七，因为宝座中的羔羊必牧养他们，领他们到生命水的泉源，神也必擦去他们一切的眼泪。
This tender verse brings everything together, the humanity and the divinity of Jesus.
这一节的经文把所有都放在一起。
The Lamb paid for our sins, defeated death, and now he sits at the center of God's throne, worshipped forever as the eternal God.
那这羊为我们的罪死，胜过死亡，给我们新生命，在神的宝座上敬拜永生的神。
Our compassionate, intimate, self-giving God who shepherds us into eternity.
那这羊是我们永生的牧人，我们有怜悯血洗的神，有大能的像牧人带领我们走入永生。
No wonder the Good Shepherd is loved in Indonesia and in China and in Greece and all over the world.
怪不得我们好的牧人都是被全球所爱的。
And the shepherd's love is changing the lives of millions of children. And Rowena will tell you a little bit more about that now.
那个大牧人就是他的爱改变了数以百万小孩子的生命。Is that okay? 我现在给你看看在印尼的那个事工，那些小孩子。那些小孩子在赞美耶稣的片段。看你。那我现在很高兴有这个机会可以给你们分享我所看到的 Compassion 的事工。那我在 Compassion 其实有八年半呢，六年是一个义工，现在是在一个员工。那我们就是以耶稣为中心，每一件事我们都想想耶稣是怎样一个心肠，我们可以怎样对待那些小孩子，都是儿童为对象，就是我们服侍的对象都是小孩子。那我们做伙伴的都是每一乡的教会，在发展中国家的教会，因为只有他们有神的价值，我们知道小孩子都可以学到神的价值。现在我们在从1952年到现在，我们已经在26个发展中的国家有 compassion 的做养计划，就是我们透过耶稣基督的圣经，透过我们给他们的服侍，给他们有机会上学。 我们在他们的树林上、金枝上、情水上，还有心理上，帮他们去脱离贫穷。那我们就是在亚洲、中南美洲还有非洲这三个州的地方的教会去找小孩子需要帮助的小孩子。那每一个帮助的小孩子，他们每个星期都有大概6到8个小时是在教会里面学不同的东西，还有学信经。那这个就是我们的工厂。那我想跟你分享一个我自己的故事，在大概2012年的时候，我去了乌干达 Uganda 这个地方看我的做羊的小孩子。那他的名字是 Rogers， 他已经12岁，那个时候12岁，他有一个4岁的妹妹。我们去看的时候就是你在图看到的那个，你可以看到他的不知道是不是很清楚他的屋，他住的地方都是不是一个我们看现在住的他的是用泥土盖的一个房子，只是很小。那我去了那天可以看到闻到臭到那个泥土的味道的时候，我就觉得为什么他的情况是这样的啦。那我们就是很开心，我跟我的先生跟他的家庭，因为我们都有写信给大家，所以我们看到的时候都很像家人的一样。那我们一起很开心的说话，跟大家讲我们的情况的时候，我们看到妹妹就是很害羞的样子，在一个角落里面看起来很不开心。为什么呢？我们大概我们7、8个人都很开心的看看我们为什么那个小女孩是这样的样子。那他爸爸就是跟我们讲，因为他有 malaria 疟疾，那他现在很不舒服，他已经看了医生吃了药，但是因为他没有钱，所以他的药不是他就是 Panadol 的那种，不是很有效。那他说他已经有2天了，我们就是那个时候不知道怎样，他因为知道我在 compassion 的时候看到 statistics， 知道小孩子大概24个小时，如果他们有发烧的时候，那妹妹那个时候发烧，她发烧的时候可能已经有24个小时，如果没有打针的话他会死掉。还有那些pregnant 的女士都是，如果他们发烧的时候不去医院，他们都会死掉。那妹妹就是倒在地上很不舒服。那我们就说为什么我们不去看医生呢？爸爸说我们不可以去的。那为什么呢？我想起来的都是24个小时，如果不给他现在这个样子，不给他吃药的时候他就会死。那爸爸说因为我们不能去，是我们没有大概五万 Ugandan shillings， 那乌干达的钱。那我们说听的五万就是很多很多钱啊。那个有我们跟我们来有一个 compassion 的员工，他就是说那只是大概20块美金。我们说20块美金我们有啊，那我们快点去找医生。我们带他到医院，那个时候医生告诉我们妹妹的情况实在很不好，看起来如果他我们不给他打针的话，他就会死，他就会 不可能过，明天也不可以过，那我们就是很怕。我们说那好，我们有钱，你快点把它弄好吧。那那个时候我们在医院的时候，他妈妈说，其实有很多小孩子都是这样，每一天他都听到他不远的，他的邻居都是小孩子一个一个的死掉。那就在这个时候我很害怕，因为看到妹妹的情况，她妈妈说那我们先出去，因为我们现在要等12个小时要给她打针还有drip， 如果不是的话她就不会好。My slides here. 那个时候我们就在出去等他，大概出去吃饭。那我们吃饭的时候，他妈妈一直在说他看到他的邻居是怎样的时候，我就是很想哭，因为看到20块，我想的就是20块钱可以带一个小孩子去看医生，但是因为有很多人没有20块，他们的小孩子就要死了，被这个闷叮了之后就要死，真是这样的吗？那我们又不知道妹妹的情况怎样。那我们去吃饭，然后大概5个小时回去医院的时候，就是看到这样的情况，他可以站在笑着去看我们，因为他打那个药进去，那个针进去他的身体，那就是打完了第一个四个小时，他要12个小时，第一个四个小时的时候，他已经可以站在，他可以笑了。那个时候我在问自己，为什么？如果你有20块美金的话，20块澳币的话，你可以不用死。但是为什么100万的小孩子每一年，因为他们没有这一些钱，20块的钱，他们就要死了？就是我哪个时候很生气，因为知道我们的弟兄姐妹，如果我可以跟他们分享这一个故事，他们一定会有，你的口袋里面有多少钱你都一定会给他们。那为什么我们有时候就是不回应呢？因为我们看不到，我们不知道。那我就是告诉自己，我一定要继续的讲这个故事给人给我的弟兄姐妹听，因为我知道，如果你们口袋里面有100块，你都会传给了给5个小孩去医治他们。那我在想，为什么人的命现在只是20块，只是10块，我们一餐吃的都不止这一个价钱，为什么一条命只是那么便宜呢？那这个时候我在觉得，我去鼓励你们去想一想我们有的，神祝福我们的，我们可以怎样去用我们其实是被神祝福了很多，我们又可以怎样在他的工作上，我们可以摆上我们的钱，我们的时间，还有我们我们给那些小孩的心，就是像我们的牧羊人一样看到他们受苦的时候心疼感受。谢谢你们。